Arnon Grunberg was born in Amsterdam. He started his own publishing house aged 19, acted in and wrote plays, and published his first novel aged 23, Blue Mondays, which became a European bestseller and was translated into 13 languages, maybe more by now. He writes novels, book reviews, columns, and essays for international papers and magazines. And his latest novel, which is his 16th novel, which I don't think it has been translated into English, but I think it's Death in Taormina, was published in 2021. He's been honoured with many major awards for his prolific writing and prodigious talent. Arnon, not the last, but the very last.
Between New York and Amsterdam. Yes. Back in 1988, the recently deceased philosopher Daniel Dennett, by the way, I don't know anything about his private life, so he might have been a horrible human being, maybe with legitimate or illegitimate children. Daniel Dennett published a text titled Why Everyone is a Novelist. In his article, he's less concerned with the art of writing novels than he is with the question of what this thing is that we call self. Dennett writes, "Are all fictional selves not dependent for their very creation on the existence of real selves? It may seem so, but I will argue that this is an illusion. Our self is a fiction. And according to Dennett, there's not just one self, there are multiple selves. This is in line with the basic understanding of psychoanalysis. The stories we tell about ourselves are partly fiction. The question is, what part of these stories is fiction, and how can we obtain a healthy, in other words, a sufficiently independent relationship with our own fictions? How can we avoid to become prisoners of our own fiction? Whatever we think we are only part of the time. I might believe that literature has the ability to save people, but I realize almost simultaneously that these days the author cannot help but to embrace his modest social position. Especially since we know that it is often bad literature, written by the likes of dictators and mass murderers, that has an enormous influence on history. I do think that the novel can only speak for itself. That questions like, why write and for whom do you write, can only be answered by the novel itself or the poem or the play. But as soon as I've stated this, I find myself writing an essay on another writer and declaring with passion that vivid literary criticism is necessary to keep literature alive, even though the critic and the writer are not always best friends, and a small corruption of you scratch my back, I scratch your back is part of the literary tradition. If somebody opposes the word corruption, I'm willing to substitute the term reciprocal altruism. Let's assume that Dennett is right, that we are all novelists, many of us unwittingly. What is the difference between the novelist who turns his fiction writing into something that we should call a profession and the citizen who's just creating stories in order to create a self? One hopes that the novelist has a better understanding of how fiction works, what the traps are, the dangers, the constant prospect of fatal seduction. Sartre wrote, the function of the writer is to act in such a way that nobody can be ignorant of the world and that nobody may say that he is innocent of what it's all about. This is a very seductive statement. Not in the least for the person who desires to be an author and who can suddenly envision himself as prosecutor of mankind. I will seduce you and indict you, reader, all at the same time. Indeed, one should never underestimate, as a critic of the New York Times put it, the eager self-contempt of the audience. I still believe that there is something to be revealed and that it can only be revealed through fiction. Because we are all busy trying to make sense of the world, creating a logical order that is partly fiction. We need to engage in this practice to keep our social order alive, to prevent society from devolving into chaos and sheer anarchy. And the novelist, who is also a part-time court jester, can look beyond the needs of the social order and show what it obfuscates. The function of the novel, and this is something that I don't believe in only part of the time, is to postpone the coming of the Messiah, with all means necessary, by insisting on our fundamentally desolate condition and the impossibility of ultimate redemption. This is not to say that we should all become fatalists, but that to end the human comedy, which is to say to end the flaws of humanity, would put an end to humanity itself. The fight against evil is the most dangerous fight. Kafka, and this is where we'll end, phrased it like this. The Messiah will come only when he is no longer necessary. He will come only on the day after his arrival. He will come not on the last day, but on the very last. Thank you.